Hello, ECAN Nation. Welcome to the ECAN Outlap, our preview podcast of our upcoming ECAN Trackside Live event, where we preview the race, the teams, the drivers, and those competing, and special stories surrounding the upcoming event we'll be attending this weekend. It is episode 70, March 6, 2024. My name is David Cole, joined by Nate Dean, as we are going to talk about the 2024 Supercarts USA Pro Tour Winter National set for this weekend at the Orlando Kart Center in Orlando, Florida. And this outlap is presented by Soty Racing USA. Soty Racing USA is the new exclusive importer of the Soty Kart chassis line under the karting distribution banner. The French manufacturer Soty Kart is a leader within the karting industry and offering a wide range of products and services. The Soty Racing chassis line offers product in classes from mini karts to KZ, all based on years of development and championship seasons around the world. Visit soty-racing-usa.com to learn more about the Soty Kart chassis or call 954-634-5111 to become part of the Soty Racing USA network today. Soty Kart, the world leader in the karting industry. So, Nate, it is the Supercarts USA Winter Nationals that we're going to be talking about, round one and two of a six-round championship program for the new semi-pro divisions and round one of three for the pro categories. That's kind of essentially the story going into this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something that has been talked about a lot since the latter parts of last year when a lot of us first heard about it, and then throughout the rest of the winter tour campaign for them of how is this going to look, a few changes to what they initially anticipated from what we understand to that format, but still should be a very interesting one to watch, especially on the pro side of things.
Exactly that, with X30 and Shifter moving into the pro divisions and the remaining categories, including micro, mini, the master divisions, and the junior divisions in the semi-pro roundup. So, and the other story going in is it is the 15th season of the Supercarts USA Pro Tour Championship, which began back in 2012. I remember it kind of like yesterday. It was April of 2012 or 2010 in Sonoma at the Sonoma Raceway. It was probably, I want to say, about 100 entries in there. You know, based around the, you know, tag platform and based around the stock moto platform for shifters. So it was, you know, you had drivers like Phil Giebler racing then, some other notables that were just young and coming up. And so it's been a wild 15 years. You know, EKN has been part of the SCUSA Pro Tour since the beginning, been at every single event. I've missed a few. Rob's actually missing a few. He'll miss only his second Pro Tour event this weekend, as he'll be stuck in St. Pete. So just a few hours away. It's crazy to think that he'll be just a few hours away as the Pro Tour is beginning its 15th season, because he was there for a lot of them, except for, what did he miss last year? It was the Spring Nationals, I believe, wasn't it? Yeah. And so, it's been a long journey. And so, That's the other kind of story going into it. And we'll talk more about it later. Right now, the weather forecast for the weekend, when I wrote this, the weather said highs in the 80s with a slight chance of rain on Sunday. So I'm trying to pull up the app right now. I completely forgot to double check that this morning, because you never know about the Florida weather, because we just talked about it in our debrief podcast that we just, me and Rob Howden just recorded. You never know about Florida weather, because I broke my streak, Nate. There was no rain in Tucson. So I'm 3 for 4 now on events having rain. And right now it is a 60% chance of rain on Sunday. So what do you think that's going to hold up?
Well, I mean, like you said, it's Florida weather. It can go either way. Usually it goes on the way of a bit more moisture. I mean, last season, the opening round here at Orlando didn't have any rain. It was a pretty hot and dry weekend, where you can go to last weekend's races, Norberg Karting Invitational, where it was very wet for Saturday's races. So it can go either way. Like I said, usually with the Florida weather, you're probably going to see at least some showers, at least on one of those days. So again, it's one of those unpredictable things that you're going to know, that you'll know will be unpredictable, excuse me, going into the weekend.
That is for sure. That's I always consider that in Florida, even when you're at Ocala, any of the racetracks, Daytona, where, no matter where you are in Florida, there's going to be a chance of rain. So that should be interesting. And we'll follow that throughout the weekend. We'll dive in now into our event notes. And we're talking about the Orlando Kart Center in Orlando, Florida. The facility was constructed back in 2009, and it's hosted a number of races. It was busy this winter with the Rotax Winter Trophy program that ran back-to-back weekends. And this will only be the second visit for the Supercarts Pro Tour at Orlando. And as I said, you said, Nate, you were there last year. What kind of stood out, aside from the stickiness weather, what kind of stood out from the Pro Tour going to Orlando for the first time last year?
Well, even with the amount of series that were running in Orlando, I think it was still a fairly new track to a lot of the people that were there. Obviously, everyone who was running the Pro Tour wasn't running PKS or Rotax or Florida Winter Tour, the series that were running there before. So for a vast majority of people, it was still new, which meant the racing was a bit everywhere. It was close. It was chaotic. And I think after a lot of those people have last year under their belt and now coming into it this year with a few series and a lot of drivers already running on this track, it should be a little bit more tamed than what we saw last year. That obviously being said, it's still going to be fun, close racing to watch, but shouldn't expect what we had last year.
Yeah, so we'll see. Watching the Norberg Invitational last weekend, things were kind of amped up. But then when you have $10,000 on the line, a lot's going to happen. No different with the pro categories this weekend, though, with a lot of money at stake per weekend and in the championship. But again, head to supercardsusa.com to look at the Pro Tour prize package that's going to be offered again, probably for another record-setting number being set for this year. And this is the 8th Winter Nationals. Again, the Winter Nationals was created in 2017 to offer a third event for the Pro Tour that wasn't the Super Nationals, to kind of push the Super Nationals as a standalone event, because back in the day, from 2010 to 2017, it was the Super Nationals was part of the Pro Tour. So this started back in 2017 at NOLA Motorsports Park. It's gone to Cal Speed Karting Center in California for 1 year, but mostly called the NOLA Motorsports Park home, including the 2020 COVID year, which ironically we were there for the Pro Tour when COVID hit, and we literally had this track shut down Friday evening as we were practicing. And of course we all know what happened after that. So that will always and always stick in my brain as the day we all thought the world was coming to an end. So, Nate, give us a breakdown of the event schedule for this weekend.
So, Wednesday and Thursday, you have unofficial track run practice. Moving into Friday, you'll have 5 rounds of practice, 4 of those being 7-minute sessions, and then the final being a 12-minute session for all classes except KA, all classes running by themselves except for KA Masters and Master Shifter. Those two will be combined. For the pro-ams, as we'll call it, on Saturday, round 1, you have warm-up, qualifying, and your pre-final. That's 10 laps for everyone, and then 8 laps for the cadet classes. And then the finals, 20 laps, except for the cadets again, running at 18, where the pros will have a end-of-day qualifying and super pole sessions. Then 18 lap pre-finals. The super pole sessions, we believe, will be something similar to what you see in Formula One or the WEC with that kind of knockout style. Moving on to Sunday, round 2, pretty much the same thing for the pro-ams: warm-up, qualifying, 10 lap pre-final, 8 laps for the cadets, and then 20 lap final with 18 laps for the cadets. And then for the pros, the final will be a 25 lap duel on Sunday, and that'll be their only running for those pro categories.
Yeah, so we'll have one winner in the pro categories per weekend, and then possibly two different winners, or at least two winning drivers for the semi-pro divisions. Looking at qualifying and the Super Bowl, it's not like Formula One. It's a little different. I have the structure here. So they're going to grid qualifying based on Friday's final practice time. The entire field will be put in order by time and will be released as the following. The off-pole side of the grid will be released first, single file, for their four-minute qualifying session. After 4 minutes, that session will be checkered, so those carts will get off the track. Once the track is clear, the pole side of the grid will be released for their four-minute session, and then a checkered flag will be waved. After weighing and teching all the drivers, the top six carts from each qualifying group will advance to the Super Pole. So it's almost like the IndyCar session. Does that sound familiar, Nate?
Yeah, I was about to say it sounds a lot more like what IndyCar does.
So top six carts from each group will advance. So they'll have 12 drivers in the Super Pole session. So seventh on back from each session will be lined up in the same, or so seventh on back in each session will be lined up in the same column, pole or off pole, by time for the pre-final. So essentially the group you're in is the order you're going to be in for your starting position for the pre-final. So once the carts, so for those carts that are advanced to the Super Pole, they will be allowed only air pressure adjustments. That's it. During the Super Pole, carts will be released and gapped one at a time in order of qualifying time, and will be coming to green, white, checkered flags. So all 12 drivers will get out there. They'll do 1, 2, 3 laps, and then that'll determine the starting grid, and they'll be placed on their grid for the pre-final based on their time in the Super Pole session. So that'll be so it's very similar to the IndyCar style, except they'll do all 12 at the same time. I think don't they knock them down to 6 eventually in IndyCar?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll just be the top 12. So very, very IndyCar-esque with that. And then the pre-finals will obviously run just after qualifying is completed, probably a 20 to 30 minute break time in between their qualifying session and pre-final based, on how things go. The target length for the pre-finals will be 17 minutes. So it did say 18 laps. So I'm assuming it'll be based on kind of how the day goes, because again, you got to get through all the semi-pro categories on Saturday. Same with the finals. They'll have a short break-in period where no hot laps, just break-in shakedown session at lunch. And then there'll be, the drivers will report to the grid at the end of the day on Sunday. So that says a 25 minute in duration, green to checkered. So certainly the schedule and the supplemental are a little different, but I'm sure we'll kind of hammer that in once we get trackside. So with that, we'll head into our first commercial break and we'll be back with By the Numbers.
Ready to step up your game? Joining the Rawlison Performance Group is the obvious choice to take your racing to the next level. Industry-leading driver development is provided by our staff of multi-time national champions, Super Nationals winners, and Team USA members. And at the same time, RPG continues to be a national-level powerhouse race team. Our goal is to help you raise your game and win races. We work with all age groups and are focused on developing those cadet and junior drivers who are ready to take the next step in their racing program. Rawlison Performance Group has set a new standard with our in-house engine program, AVP Engines, headed by Alex Vincent. AVP has become the benchmark in IAMI competition. We have the largest OTK inventory that follows our race team, providing trackside parts at all the major events in North America. RPG also offers multilingual support with French, Spanish, and Portuguese-speaking staff. If you want to fight for championships or want to improve your skills and your chances to win, the answer is to call RPG at 503-260-4514. The Rawlison Performance Group. We race to win. It all started in 1994, when former successful kart driver Albino Perelin decided to move his passion for karting from the track to his small workshop. That's when Parolin was born. Fast forward 20 years, and Parolin's passion for the sport led to the company rejoining international competitions as a factory team in WSK and CIK FIA races, with the aim of enhancing the research and development process, immediately achieving notable results around Europe, North America, and Asia, becoming the CIK FIA Asia Pacific KZ champion in the same year. Parolin USA is North America's source for Parolin products, and we run a factory team at all of the major Supercarts USA and Rock Cup USA events. The Parolin chassis lineup for 2021 includes the Invader Shifter, the Le Mans Tag single-speed chassis for junior and senior classes, and the 28mm mini kart for the cadet classes. Parolin has been winning races all over the world, and it's on top of the podium in the USA as well, with drivers like Kai Sorensen, Mateus Orjuela, and Alessandro De Tullio. Get on the chassis that's winning. Drive a Parolin. For more information, head to ParolinUSA.com. In racing, experience is priceless. Franklin Motorsports is a leader in the karting industry with over 50 years of combined karting experience, and we can provide you with everything you need to go racing. With a large online product selection, select track support events, and a wide variety of shop services, Franklin Motorsports is your complete karting source. Check out our online store at www.franklinkart.com, where all our products are just a mouse click away. We're constantly adding to the growing product selection on the online store, and we ship daily to ensure products get to you quickly. We specialize in IAMI engines, tilt seats, ceramic products, driveline branded products, Briggs & Stratton engines, OTK products, and of course, the championship winning Merlin chassis. In our online store, you'll find a variety of items to fill your karting needs. Franklin Motorsports is also known for our wide variety of services and is home to Innovative Engine Works by FMS, our in-house engine service department. Frame straightening, kart prep, and dyno testing are all services offered regularly at Franklin Motorsports. For all things karting, visit franklinkart.com.
Welcome back to episode 70 of the EKN Outlap, our preview podcast for the upcoming Supercarts USA Pro Tour Winter Nationals. I'm David Cole, joined by Nate Dean, as we're providing you the by the numbers now in this segment. Nate, the total for the pre-entry is 245, so it's a near 20 entry increase from last year, and it's the largest Winter Nationals we've had over the last 4 years. So, aside from the Masters divisions, where you got 5 in KA and 10 in the Shifter division, it's 20 or more in all the rest of the categories. So again, very solid numbers. It's an improvement from the last Winter Series event, but not quite what we saw at the Winter Series opener, which hit 280, but still 245 is a solid number.
Yeah, and I think the Winter Series opener, just people getting eager to get back out on track, and still, like you said, a very solid number for us, 245. A lot of that growth being seen in KA Senior and KA Junior. Some solid numbers for them, solid numbers throughout the field. From what I'm seeing, a little bit of a dip in Pro X30. That's kind of the surprising one for me. It had some fairly solid numbers throughout 2023, kind of dwindling here and there, but hopefully we get a bit more throughout the rest of the season, whether it be SCUSA or USPKS competition. But still, like you said, some very solid numbers to start off the Pro Tour season.
Yeah, Pro X30 went from 45 last year to 25, but you got to remember, they are no longer allowing drivers to double dip and run KA Senior and Pro X30 at Supercarts USA. So that could be part of the factor. Could also be because you're not getting as much track time as the other categories. So, that could be a factor as well. You know, obviously we see USPKS only doing the one final, but it is the same amount of laps as every other category. So, that could be a factor as well, or could just be, you know, who knows? I'm not quite sure. But again, it is the pro category. This is what we expected. You know, I was always hoping just to do 20 in our Formula One style format, but they surpassed that with 25 in X30 and 23 in Pro Shifter. So that's up, and we'll see a lot of big names as we talk about that later. But yeah, the big jump is K100 Senior, only 28 last year to 40. So I think that's where we're seeing, you know, kind of the split, like drivers not being able to do both, or they know some of these guys in X30 aren't double dipping into the K100 Senior ranks. So X30 Junior staying the same. And you said the bump in Junior KA. Yeah. And then what, Mini and Micro are combined for 75 drivers. So that's amazing. That's more than what we had last year, nearly double digit more than what we had last year combined, with 38 Mini and 37 in Micro this year. So great to see those numbers. And hopefully they'll stay with the Pro Tour, with the Spring Nationals and the Summer Nationals or after that. So with that, we'll take another quick break, and then we'll get into Pro X30, Pro Shifter, and K100 Senior after this.
Fast, fair, and fun. Ignite Karting offers you all of that at an affordable price. Ignite Karting utilizes the spec Margay Ignite K3 with a sealed Briggs & Stratton 206 engine and the Hoosier R80 tire. Everyone in the rookie, junior, senior, heavy, and master's classes compete on the same Ignite K3 chassis, which puts all the emphasis squarely on driver development. Additionally, Ignite Karting is accessible at the local, regional, and national level. Special events for the 2024 season include the Ignite Majors, which began with the annual trip the Daytona International Speedway in December as part of the WKA Daytona Kart Week as part of both the sprint and road race events. Those in the Midwest can enjoy the regionally based Ignite Challenge, which features 12 races at 6 iconic facilities. Local club programs have also been established in other states all across the country, from Idaho to Texas, Nebraska to New York, with more tracks and clubs joining the Ignite Karting program every year. Be part of fast, fun, and great memories with Margay Racing at an Ignite track near you. All information on Ignite events and Ignite Kart packages, including dealers in your area, are available at ignitekarting.com. Get off the couch and onto the track this year. Ignite Karting, fuel your passion. History, success, family. Those are the three words that can describe Comet Kart Sales, one of the longest tenured karting businesses in the United States. The family-owned operation located just outside of Indianapolis has provided karts, parts, and services for thousands of racers in the near six decades of business. Their online store features everything you need, continually adding new parts to their product line. From full karting packages, new engines, spare or replacement parts, and safety gear, find it all at CometKartSales.com. Their Comet Racing Engine service has won multiple major events and championships over decades of karting and continues to offer the best trackside service in the industry, specializing in IAMI X30, IAMI Swift, and other two-cycle power plants. Make sure to head to CometKartSales.com or call them at 317-462-3413 to be part of the Comet Kart Sales family today.
Wins in the sport's biggest races and championships in national and regional series all over the country, they're all on Nitro Kart's growing resume. Nitro Kart continues to make its statement as the best, fastest, and winningest cadet chassis on the American market. In 2021, Nitro Kart won the three biggest crowns in America in the Microswift division, with Matteo Rossu in the SCUSA Pro Tour, and both the Super Nationals and the USPKS titles with Keelan Harvick. At the Super Nats alone, three of the top five drivers on the podium got there on a Nitro Kart. The results are clear. If you want to win in cadet, get a Nitro Kart and join our team. At Nitro Kart, we're all about driver development. Nick Tucker and the Nitro Crew's racing resumes are extensive, and their passion for helping our kids learn is unparalleled. Racing is about consistent learning, and that's what we're all about here at Nitro Kart. Never wanting to quit, we've continued to extend the reach of our driver development program. In addition to expanding into the junior and senior karting categories, we've also launched Nitro Motorsports, which will field two cars this season in the Trans Am by Pirelli series, one being piloted by karting champion Brent Cruz. Not only can we develop your young driver, but we can also provide the platform if a move to cars is in your plan. And our second seat is available. If you're serious about your driver's career, contact us today.
And welcome back to Econ Outlap, our preview of the Supercarts USA Pro Tour Winter Nationals heading to the Orlando Kart Center this weekend. I'm David Cole, joined by Nate Dean, and we're now getting into our class-by-class preview as we jump into the X30 Pro presented by Speed Concepts Racing. And Nate, heavy hitters in this category. We don't have returning, or we don't have 2023 champion Joe Turney. It is a good sign that he is back out testing after his tragic leg injury that he sustained at the World Championships last year in October. So it's great to see him back behind the wheel, but we will not see the four-time winner returning this year or any of the returning driver winners last year in the field, including Mateus Morgado moving over to Pro Shifter and Cody Hodgson. I actually believe Cody Hodgson's racing in Europe this weekend or in an upcoming weekend event at the Rotax International Trophy. So we're going to see possibly some new winners since we haven't had a couple of these drivers haven't won in a few years at the Pro Tour or at all. So I think that's going to be a good kind of storyline going into this category.
Yeah, absolutely. It could open the door for a few drivers. Looking at the entry list for these guys, there is a fair few of them that were in Orlando last weekend for Ryan Norberg's Invitational. So having a good grasp, but who will be quick there, especially if it does turn to wet conditions. But although it is 25 drivers there on my entry list, I think I have about 15 or so highlighted that I think could be potential winners and podium sitters.
Well, one of the drivers I think really wants to get on the winning streak quickly, Ryan Norberg. It is his home racetrack. He just hosted the Norberg Invitational in Orlando last weekend, as a lot of the teams and drivers were testing last weekend. That was on KA100 engine platform. It wasn't on the X30. So the winner we saw last weekend was Diego Ramos, along with Danny Formal and Steven Miller. So both Miller and Formal not in this category. So that's a good thing for Ramos, who is really coming at home with PSL karting and Burrell Art. So finding his niche there, he's got a Florida Winter Tour win as well too. So that's solid. But Dalton Haynes and both Dalton Haynes and Hayden Jones, or not Hayden Jones, Harley Keeble with Soti Racing USA by PK Sports, they were actual provisional podium finishers until weight dropped them off the results of that. So you got to think they're going to be hoping to notch some of their first Pro Tour victories in this category, along with Donovan Bonilla, who's got a Pro Tour win, or a Super Nationals win, but not a Pro Tour win. He's got Winter National Series wins. He's got Super Nationals wins, but not a Winter Series win, but not a Pro Tour victory. So those are probably some of the names that kind of stand out, obviously, in this category. Who are some other names you had listed on your to watch list?
Yeah, obviously, you have Brendan Carr, Alessandro DiTullio. Both of them have been fairly impressive with their new teams, with Brendan switching over to Trinity Karting Group this season, Alessandro DiTullio about three quarters of the way through the last season switching to InterMS and Kart Republic. He seems to have found a home there that he's happy with, started on the front row at Supernats and has been very, very quick in the Winter Series earlier on this year. Austin Garrison was one of the drivers who was up front last weekend. You mentioned Dalton Haynes and Harley Keeble are both very, very quick on their Soti chassis. Harley Keeble made his debut in the U.S. here last year and was very, very quick. So you have to think that with a year more of experience under his belt, that he's going to be a contender to try and win. You mentioned Ryan Norberg, Diego Ramos, who definitely will be quick at one of their home tracks. And Nicholas Terlecki, for me, is a bit of a dark horse. He really got on to like consistently being up there for me around USPKS MCC, and has been a driver to watch for podium potential since then. So if had to pick a dark horse, probably go with Terlecki with the Hotz Driver Development OTK, but It's the whole thing of why we race. You just never know who's going to make it on that podium.
Yeah, that's a good dark horse pick. He was quick too at the Winter Series, a couple sessions, just didn't quite have the luck in his favor. So, those sounds like very notable drivers to contend with. There's some international drivers that we'll try and learn more about as the weekend goes on, and see if they'll be able to compete against the familiar names that we're used to seeing in the X30 category. Let's head into our pro shifter division, which is featuring, as we said, 23 drivers. So a solid field, more than what I expected. I said at least 15. So we got 23. It's a really good number to have, and it's really stacked with talent. And among those drivers not on the entry list that we saw on social media that's going to be there is 2023 champion, actually two-time defending champion, Marnion Kremers. The Dutchman driver is returning back to the USA for the first time since moving over to Tony Kart, and he'll be joining the Rawlison Performance Group aboard a Cosmic Machine this weekend. So he's going to be actual teammates with former Pro Tour champion and four-time Super Nationals winner Danny Formal, along with RPG's new driver Cooper Becklin. And I believe there's going to be Anthony Martella. Yeah, they actually have him listed on the wrong team, so I'll have to fix that right now. He's actually going to be racing under Rawlison Performance Group as well. So RPG coming four-headed horseman into the pro shifter category with this new pro show going on. Formal, a winner last year at Orlando, and if there's one thing we know about Formal and curbs, he loves Orlando.
Anywhere where there's tall curbs, Formal is just gonna find his own pace there. He was incredibly quick last season, and now that he's gonna have three very talented drivers, mind you, to bounce data off of, reference points, all that, RPG this weekend will be a serious contender with Cooper Becklin, who at the Winter Series had a bit of a slow start the first day or couple sessions, but really, really found his pace throughout the rest of that season. Martella was also one that really, really impressed me. And then you don't really have to say much about Marnion Kremers. Obviously, his accomplishments speak for himself. So a very, very strong lineup for RPG. But from the list I have, there's about 10 other drivers in this class that can challenge for podiums.
Well, we had a total of four drivers win last year. So Formal was one of them. The other three, Billy Musgrave, Jacob Gulick, and AJ Myers, those drivers are in the field. So Musgrave returning on the factory carts machine. So he's making the long haul from California to Florida to be back and to defend his one of his wins at Orlando last year. Jacob Gulick, the double winner in Utah, and AJ Myers, the double winner in Newcastle. They're both in the entry list. Gulick with GFC Karting, who we talked about in our previous shows, were there testing last weekend. You got him, Hunter Pickett, Ethan Boer, and Kyle Wick, the last year's vice champion, all running for GFC. And then, of course, AJ Myers leading the Magic Kart USA crew. That includes Michael Ricci and Talon Yockel, the other driver for Magic Kart USA in the field. So they have three drivers under the roster, GSC four, RPG with four drivers as well when you add in Kremers. So this is a pretty stacked field. Don't count out PSL Karting, though. They have a number of drivers in there as well, including former world champion Mateus Morgado, who's really shown good pace in the winter months in the pro shifter category.
Yeah, Morgado was very, very quick at AMR, and he'll definitely be one to watch, and not only just in SCUSA competition, but in other series that he competed in. You mentioned Talon Yockel. He was a shifter driver who really, really improved on himself last year, doing very well at Stars. So obviously that's going to help him and AJ Myers more to further advance themselves up the field. Giorgio Carrera at Inter MS is always going to be one to watch out for. And Gavin Bailiff was another driver who really improved from his 2023 season to the winter series in Miami for Trinity Karting Group. He was mixing it up there for some top threes in the wet conditions. So wouldn't be surprised to see the 64 up there fighting for podiums.
Yeah. So you got Kart Republic, Cosmic, GFC, Burrell Art, Magic Kart and Factory Kart and Marinello's. You got Vincenzo Serencino and David Trefeloff, who we've seen come over from Europe and race here and be very competitive. So that could be another factor in the mix as well. So this is going to be good. Everybody's on the KZ platform, so we're same with that. That was obviously one of the situations last year with Musgrave winning in on the IME 175 last year, but Musgrave certainly proved to be a championship contender after that. KZ was implemented and nearly finished on the championship podium last year. And it was one of the tightest championship chases in pro shifter history. So excited to see what happens Saturday night and Sunday night with this category. Let's head into K100 Senior now, presented by Soti Racing USA with 40 entries. And again, we don't have drivers doing double dip. So these are drivers only in the K100 senior category. Missing from the field is Aiden Levy, last year's champion, along with Alessandro De Tullio, who was our winter series champion this past winter. He's staying in X30 Pro and not running K100 senior. So that's kind of the notable stories going in. And the only returning winner from last year is Colin Lloyd, the spring nationals winner in Utah, is the only returning driver that won in 2023. Nate, let's start with a couple, just, you know, kind of the notables you see that are going to be contending this weekend.
Yeah, a long list of drivers that will be quick, but some of the ones personally had highlighted. One that was interesting to me, Blake Nash for Nash Motorsports, electing to go in the KA category. He ran double duty, I'm pretty sure, for most of last year across multiple series. So Blake obviously thinking he has a stronger KA platform. For him, Henry Wheeler was a driver to watch in Stars. He'll be with PSL Karting this season. Eli Warren, another one of those Stars Championship Series drivers that you'll have to watch out for. Fernando Luque, who provisionally crossed the line first at race one last year after getting a post-race penalty. He obviously will be one to watch and will be quick again, but you get into the likes of Connor Ferris, Steven Isert, Mick Gabriel, Finnegan Bailiff. You just going down the list, you have seemingly an endless amount of drivers that will be quick, not to mention Steven Miller, who was one of the drivers to beat last weekend at the Nürburgring Pro Kart Invitational, was very, very quick in what will be his first full season of senior racing. Personally, money is going to be on Steven Miller this weekend.
Yeah, I got to think Steven Miller is going to be one of the drivers to watch all weekend long. He loves racing in Florida, and the senior rookie is going to be one to watch this weekend. I don't think you talked about Connor Ferris. He was one of those drivers last year that was just on the verge of winning nearly every single weekend. And maybe 2024 will be different for him. I know he hasn't raced yet this year, so we'll see. Hopefully he gets the rust shaken off, but he could be a factor. I think you said Finnegan Bailiff in there, Steven Isert. I'm just going through my list now. Mick Gabriel in the mix as well, AEM Karting. He was down there at the Winter Series, did very well there as well too. I'm going to look at West Coast drivers. You already said Blake Nash, Kane Martin. Kane Martin's come on at the Challenge of the Americas over the past 2 months as one of the top 100cc drivers over there. He's under the Nash Motorsports tent. So if he's working with Blake Nash and Steven Miller, who are probably two of the top drivers going into the weekend, don't be surprised to see Kane Martin up there as well. So that's James Overbeck. I don't think you said his name as well either. So you got him, Peyton Phillips, Anthony Rivera. That's another name that that could creep up. So again, this is a pretty stacked field, 40 drivers in there, and there's going to be a lot. I don't think they're going to play nice. I think that's something we saw last year and the year before in Orlando in this category. With how tight the 100cc division field is, Nate, there's going to be some bumping and grinding, I think, throughout the weekend.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where these drivers are so familiar with this track and the engine package, it's become draft racing and pack racing, essentially. So, I mean, if last weekend is anything to go by in years past of KA racing around here, it should be very, very close and fairly unpredictable with such a huge field of drivers with such a high level of performance.
Without a doubt. So with that, we'll take another commercial break. And when we get back, we'll discuss the junior categories and the master categories after this.
Are you ready to go from karts to cars? Since 1975, the Skip Barber Racing School has taken great drivers and made them champions. Today, we're proud to welcome the next generation of winners. Make the transition from karts to cars with the Skip Barber Formula Race Series. You'll compete at the most iconic tracks in America. Race weekends include your very own equalized Formula 4 race car, a professional crew, expert instruction, video and data analysis, hospitality, and more. This is the place to fulfill your dream of becoming a champion. Sign up today by calling 866-932-1949 or visit us at skipbarber.com.
Made in the USA. It's not just a statement, it's the mission at Factory Carts of America. Led by four-time Supernats champion Billy Musgrave, Factory Carts manufactures their frames completely in-house at the Riverside, California facility. Built and designed from the ground up specifically for the American karting market, Factory Carts brings new innovations and solutions that are long overdue. Factory Carts bring together the highest quality materials to produce a high-performance, long-lasting cart that has been designed and perfected from 3 years of development, with a focus for a big push across North America in 2023. No other karting manufacturer stands behind its product like Factory Carts does, providing a 2-year warranty on all their frames. Do you remember when American made meant innovative, original, stronger, faster, and just plain better? Well, American made is back. Contact Factory Carts today to join the American made movement. Learn more by visiting factorycarts.com or email Billy anytime at info@factorycarts.com. Is IndyCar your dream? If it is, for 2024 and beyond, the path from karting to IndyCar has gotten even clearer. It's time to look into the new USF Juniors program and the Tatus JR23. As a first step of the USF Pro Championships presented by Continental Tires, the USF Junior Series will feature a 6-event, 13-race schedule to train racers for the move into the USF 2000 Championship presented by Continental Tires. Three of the events in 2024 will run alongside IndyCar at Mid-Ohio, Road America, and Portland. The champion will win a scholarship worth over $263,000, and there's a total prize fund that will exceed $330,000. The series utilizes the state-of-the-art Tatus JR23 race car, which is a development version of the USF 22 used in USF 2000. It's the ideal entry point for career-minded karters moving in to the car racing ladder. Safety is always front and center in the minds of the series promoters, and the new USF Juniors car also features the halo, and races are supported by members of the AMR IndyCar safety team. If IndyCar is your goal, USF Juniors is the starting line. For more information, visit www.usfjuniors.com and follow USF Juniors on social media.
Welcome back to our ECAN Outlap, episode 70. It is March 6, 2024. I'm David Cole, joined by Nate Dean, as we're bringing you a preview podcast of the Supercarts USA Pro Tour Winter Nationals. This show presented by Soti Racing USA, and we are now getting into the junior categories to look at, and we'll start with the X30 Junior presented by Rollison Performance Group. 20 drivers in the mix coming into this weekend. Last year was about Ernesto Rivera. We saw him win 3 of the 6 rounds. Max Taylor and Trevor Turner Brown were the only drivers to beat him in Supercars USA X30 Junior competition last year. We don't have a Rivera. He's obviously racing cars. Max Taylor, another driver that's moved up to cars, but one driver, Turner Brown, has not moved up yet. He's actually going to be going into his second season in the junior ranks. And the interesting news about him, he's moving from Speed Concepts Racing, where he's been the last couple of years, over to Rawlison Performance Group to race under that tent. But prior to, he will be the FIA Academy Trophy driver for the USA in 2024. So a lot of attention around the two-time Super Nationals winner.
Yeah, and obviously not a lot to say of what his performance in Vegas last year, like I said, speaks for itself with wins in both of the junior divisions. RPG having a very, very solid roster underneath their tent this weekend, like you said, with Turner Brown, Diego Ardiles, who has been really fighting Brown up front for the entirety of the 2024 season thus far. Alan Bonilla is also one of the bullets in their gun. Victor D. Alencar will be a threat up there as well. So RPG has always been, in the past couple of years, really the team to beat in this category. And now that you have arguably two of the strongest drivers in Ardiles and Brown underneath your tent, it should be an interesting one.
The Rawlison Performance Group versus Speed Concepts Racing, I think that's kind of going to be the battle. We saw that for much of the winter series. Just got a message, so I had to respond. For much of the winter series, with Ardiles up front, Jackson Woolney in there, Sarah Bradley on the verge of getting there. I think she got one podium, possibly two. So that's going to be cool to see Ty Fisher coming up. He's got now that full first year of junior racing under his belt and could be a driver to watch as well too. So it's the junior category is going to be interesting to watch, especially with Rawlison Performance Group having 7 of the 20 drivers under their tent.
Yeah, obviously they're going to have the advantage of locking out podiums throughout the season. But like you said, Speed Concepts has a really solid lineup underneath them. Sarah Bradley has been doing very, very good in the junior scene recently. Same with Nathan Dupuis. Jackson Woolney is still a very, very solid lineup for Speed Concepts, and like you said, just calling it out early, it's most likely going to be an RPG versus Speed Concepts 2024 in the junior categories.
Yeah, so this is going to be an exciting class. Again, it's not the big numbers, but it's going to be good racing up front in this category. Let's head over to the KA100 junior category presented by Nash Motorsports. And 47 drivers, so our largest field of the event, and has been at the winter program. This was the category with the largest numbers. We've already talked about last year's champion, Stephen Miller. He's moving up to the senior ranks. He was a winner in 2 of the rounds, and both of them being in Orlando. So again, we know he's good at Orlando, so it's exciting to see him in the senior ranks. Truly Adams, Enzo Vidmontien, Isaac Malka, and Diego Ardiles were the other winners on the season in this category. We don't have Adams in the field. We do have Malka. Yes, Malka's in there. And so Adams, the only driver not returning aside from Miller. So we got Enzo Vidmontien, one of the top junior drivers in the country right now. Isaac Malka easily moving himself up into that rank. He won at Newcastle, and so did Diego Ardiles. I think the Pro Tour race in Newcastle last year, where Ardiles did win this race, I think that was kind of the confidence booster for this driver. Moving over to RPG and kind of, you know, learning under Ernesto Rivera and the other drivers there. Now he's kind of essentially taken over the Rivera spot under the Rawlison Performance Group tent, now doing double duty. We saw him just come up short at the winter series in the championship chase to Sebastian Garzón, who was phenomenal all 4 rounds at the SCUSA winter series. So let's add him into one of the top drivers competing in the K100 Junior category, along with, you know, we got a number of drivers doing double duty. Turner Brown's going to be doing double duty. And we already said Ardiles. I'm not sure. We got Tristan Murphy, one of the junior drivers, or new junior rookie drivers. He'll be doing double duty. Vid Montaigne, though, however, only running K100 Junior. So that was interesting to see. Jackson Woolley, another driver doing double duty with Speed Concepts Racing. So, Nate, there's a lot. I think probably half the field could be in the battle for a podium position.
Oh yeah, looking at my entry list and who I have highlighted, it's definitely a lot. One to mention under Nash Motorsports, Tyrone Kemper Jr., who's had a very strong start of 2024, and at the end of last season, I believe, won a package from Rotax that ended up having him do a private coaching session at Orlando with Ryan Norberg. So not a better driver to learn a track from, and with his momentum that he's been having off of a pretty dominant weekend at TSRS at NOLA, Tyrone Kemper Jr. is definitely going to be one for me to look at. Another thing is the amount of minis moving up this year of note. Max Christie, Tristan Murphy, Travis Pettit, Fianchi, Cameron Marsha, all of them had a pretty fairly successful cadet careers, and moving up to the junior ranks for a lot of them should be interesting, to say the least. Isaac Malkiewicz was one of those drivers who made their first junior full season debut last season and has been really one of the drivers to beat in the junior ranks. So it'll be interesting to see if those five or so drivers, at least the ones that I mentioned, there's probably going to be more than that, are able to rise to the occasion. A few others, Alexander Vanchev, who was racing last weekend, he'll be under the Zanella Racing tent on a Tony kart. He's one of the dark horses up front that can fight for podiums and wins, so watch out for him. And like you said, Enzo Vidmontien was racing last weekend at Norberg Invitational. He was quick, so he's obviously going to be one of those up there and looking for a win this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of drivers that we could continue to talk about. I'll throw out a West Coast driver, Peyton Westcott. Just saw her at Challenge in Americas. Again, she was in contention all weekend long, picked up a podium finish there. So she's going to be making the trek over to Florida as well. Jackson Young, a driver from Texas. So that, and again, we got a lot of drivers from a lot of different regions of the country competing in this category, which, again, I think this is a great junior category. You get the transition, like we talked about, some of these drivers moving up from the mini ranks and now into the full size carts for the first time. And you got some drivers that have been in the junior ranks for 2 to 3 years now, and they are looking to be the dominant figure in the sport at this time. So this is going to be an exciting class to watch. Certainly fireworks are going to be going with the size of the field. Thankfully, you know, we're not big enough to where we have to split it up. That was kind of the worry by Supercarts USA, but 47, it's going to be a lot for Orlando with the tight confines of that 8/10 mile circuit. So with that, we'll head into K100 Master presented by InterMS. The driver roster featuring five drivers for the opening weekend, including defending champion Tom Gerstner, one of the eldest drivers in the field at 67 years of age. So he'll be back to defend the title. But we have two former winners on the Pro Tour last year, Michelle Garrido with Alessandros Racing USA and Mario Barrios and Rawlison Performance Group. So Nate, those are kind of going to be the two top dogs, I think, battling for the win in the K100 Master category.
Yeah, obviously last year was mainly when he did race Mike Rawlison. He was kind of focusing more on the USPKS side of things, at a couple SCUSA races, but when he did, he was dominant there. Runner-up most times was Mario Barrios, if he does have the luck underneath him, which unfortunately he didn't have a lot of in 2023. So Mario Barrios, Michelle Garrido, I think, like you said, are probably going to be the two they'll be fighting for wins this weekend, and if they run the entire season, most likely be battling each other out for the championship.
Yeah, you got Jacob Neary with AM Karting on the field, along with Alfonso Santiago, who's picking up the pace every weekend. So we'll see if they'll be able to battle for the top spot in the podium in the category. And then we head to Master Shifter, presented by Fury Motorsport and GP USA. A total of 10 entries. This was one of the categories that they talked about trying to get entries. They did get 10, so they kept it, and now they're going to combine Master Shifter with KA Master. So those two categories are going to be on track at the same time. Certainly the Master Shifter guys will have to negotiate around the K100 Master drivers once we probably get into the main events, depending on how that goes. So it would be interesting to see how this unfolds on the racetrack. But on the entry list, we got a number of pretty solid drivers, including last year's champion Luis Quinos coming back to compete with Factory Karts and running alongside Billy Musgrave. So those were the only two Factory Kart at the event. So one racing in Pro Shifter, one racing in Master Shifter. He was able to double up at the Spring Nationals in Utah. So he's the only returning driver to pick up a victory last year. But drivers familiar with winning in the Master Shifter category are Scott Skitchy Barnes and Joe Rook. Barnes, a two-time defending SCUSA Winter Series champion, and Joe, a Rock Island Grand Prix winner. And I believe the last two championships at the Stars Championship Series program as well. He's be racing under Vermont Kart Company on the Maranello, and Barnes actually moving to the same team on the Maranello for the first time at the Rock Cup USA Florida Winter Tour event a couple weeks ago. So Michael Guash, another elder driver at 66 years of age in the field, he'll be one to battle for the podium along with Farshad Bagri on the TB cart. He's a St. Petersburg guy, but does a lot of racing at the Orlando Kart Center. So we're going to have a pretty good battle in this category, Nate.
Yeah, and you mentioned him already moving, jumping ship to Maranello USA. Skitchy Barnes is obviously going to be the one to watch this weekend. Like you said, two-time Winter Series champion back-to-back this year and the year previous. On track, though, when they did run in the Winter Series, Master Shifter and Pro Shifter together, it wouldn't be uncommon for Barnes to get within about the top seven overall, including the Pro Shifter. So with that in mind and knowing that he can keep up with the kind of mid-pack, the pack that's fighting for the podium in Pro Shifter, I think it's going to be pretty difficult for most of these Master Shifters to try and contend with them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out throughout Saturday and Sunday. So with that, we'll head into our final commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk Mini Swift and Micro Swift.
In karting, it's important to be supported by the right people. With over 40 years of experience in the sport, Trinity Karting Group has everything you need to make your program successful. We do it all, and we do it right. Trackside support and arrive and drive programs at many of karting's biggest East Coast events, full product sales and service, and professional coaching from our experienced staff. Trinity Karting Group is a full-service operation based at the Motorsports Country Club of Cincinnati, which gives us access to our custom-designed driver training facility. This allows us to offer private one-on-one coaching to take you to the next level. From arrive and drive and coaching programs to the parts you need, let Trinity Karting Group provide you with customer service and a racing experience second to none. Trinity Karting Group is an official Kart Republic race team, providing full trackside support at all the major USA karting events, including the SCUSA Pro Tour, United States Pro Kart Series, SCUSA Super Nationals 25, and other events throughout the 2022 season. TKG has in stock Kart Republic, IAMI, MG Novinco tires, and more products for those in Ohio and the Midwest region. Trinity Karting Group has a long history of the sport, a winning pedigree, and we're dedicated to driver development. We take pride in our professional approach and our positive attitude. Let us build a custom race program for you. Give us a call at 513-421-4000. 4463 or check us out online at trinitycartinggroup.com. Prepare for the adrenaline with the best handcrafted materials in karting today. That is the guarantee that Croc Promotion Chassis provides to you. Available here in the U.S. by Croc Promotion USA. Owned by karting industry veteran Ivan Bodnar, Croc Promotion USA is the importer for the European manufactured brand that has been making history since 2017. Croc Promotion is riding into 2024, celebrating two victories in the IAMI Warrior Final with Colley Atkins in senior and Harry Bartle in junior competition. That same chassis for senior and junior drivers is available here from Croc Promotion USA, along with their KZ shifter cart model, 28mm Cadet, Kid Kart chassis, and the four-cycle version for the North American market. Croc Promotion USA has dealers reaching the West Coast, Texas region, and the Midwest, and is looking to add to its network in 2024. Visit crocpromotion.us to learn more about the chassis brand and to become our newest dealer. Croc Promotion, born to ride, ride to live. Let decades of experience and success lead you to the top of the podium. Join Brandon Jarsocrack Racing as your race team at the sport's major events in the United States. Brandon Jarsocrack is a four-time United States Pro Kart Series champion, along with a multi-time Supercarts USA Pro Tour and WKA Manufacturers Cup Series race winner. Jarsocrack is ranked among one of the best from his generation to get behind the wheel of a racing kart. BJR provides full race team service and support at all USPKS, SCUSA, and Stars Championship Series events, along with trackside programs at the Trackhouse Motorplex in Mooresville, North Carolina. Partnering with Mike Doty Racing, Brandon's team of driver coaches and mechanics are passionate for the sport, providing decades of experience both on the track and working with many of today's karting standouts and current motorsport stars. Brandon Jarsocrack Racing offers a full range of services, including kart preparation, driver coaching, and race event support for both two-cycle and four-cycle competitors. BJR is an official LN Racing kart team with OTK USA and is an official offset sport race team. Contact them today to develop a program based around your needs. Head to brandonjarsocrack.com to learn more.
And welcome to our final segment of the ECAN Outlap, episode number 70, March 6, 2024, as we are previewing the Supercarts USA Winter Nationals set for the Orlando Kart Center this weekend. David Cole and Nate Dean are previewing now the Mini Swift presented by Trinity Karting Group. A solid number of 38 drivers are going to be battling in this category. We have last year's champion, Lucas Palacio, racing in Europe. And really all of the winners from last year, including Kai Johnson, Tristan Murphy, Palacio, Marco Romero, and Travis Pettit, correct? Yes, Travis Pettit. I almost said Adam Pettit. all those winners have moved up or are not racing at the Pro Tour because they're racing in Europe. So that's going to be the kind of the interesting story line going in, as we'll probably have some first time winners in this category on the weekend. One of them could be SCUSA Winter Series champion Royce Vega. Royce actually didn't win a main event at the Winter Series this winter, but was the able to score enough points to be champion. So the Team Bennick driver from Texas, looking at trying to be one of the top drivers in the category. I think this is his second season in Mini Swift competition, but a number of drivers. There's actually, I don't know if Trousseau has actually won a Pro Tour race in this category, but Trousseau going to be among the drivers. He won at the, I believe he won at the SCUSA Winter Series one round, and so did Rocco Simoni. So we got both two winners from the Winter Series that weren't there on the second weekend going to be among the top drivers heading into this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And really a very, very strong lineup for these Mini Swift drivers. Josh Bergman, Troy Ferguson, also in the list as well. Maxwell Macha, all of them have been fairly strong in their opening races of 2024. Marco Samet, Colton Schneegenberg, and then Ashton Woon, always one to look out for. At least those are the ones I have highlighted on my list. With a class of this size and with how fast the cadet categories sell out for spaces, I'm definitely going to miss a few people who are going to be in that fight. But just to name a couple of those guys, a lot of these drivers had fairly solid seasons in 2023. And now that, like you said, a few of the front runners have moved out, should open the door for some new faces on the podium, just with the nature of the age range. In many, you see some drivers just spend 1 year here and then move up to junior. So you don't spend a lot of time in this class. So it makes it a bit difficult from that perspective. But still, like I said earlier, a very, very strong contingent in the mini class.
Yeah, you said Bergman. He's made news last week talking about moving over from Soti Racing USA to Trinity Karting Group and the Kart Republic brand. So he'll be making his debut on that team and that chassis. Troy Ferguson is one of the four winners from the SCUSA Winter Series in 2024. So he'll be among the three winners in the field. Three winners from that program in this weekend's field, along with, as I said, Rocco Simoni and Alessandro Truchot. So, I think you hit a lot of the other names. Marco Samet, the championship runner up at the SCUSA Winter Series, he's doing really well. Ashton Woon, another driver who, after racing many last year, is looking to, for the first time last year, looking to make this season his kind of breakout year for this category after being a micro champion back in 2022, if I recall correctly. Yes, I'm trying to get my years correct. Now let's head into Micro Swift, presented by J&M Racing, with 37 entries of their own. So another solid field. Maxwell Macha, the champion in 2023, he's moved up. He was a two-time winner last year in the category. And we don't, again, another field with no former winners. So this category for sure will have first-time SCUSA Pro Tour race winners in it. Among the drivers in the field includes Winter Series champion Zane Burgess, who we just confirmed today. He signed a multi-year contract with Soti Racing USA and Soti Kart. So Nate, that's kind of the thing. A lot of these factories and manufacturers are looking at getting these drivers at a young age and trying to keep them and work them up the internal ladder system.
Yeah, obviously. And Soti has been in the not very long time that they've been revitalized in the US, have made that a priority for them. They have one of the strongest cadet programs in the U.S. for me personally, just by far. They have an incredibly strong driver lineup, and Zane, obviously one of them, will be up front and contending for wins this weekend in Orlando. And like you said earlier on, just with the nature of the beast in micro, there's not going to be a lot of returning winners, just because the winners usually are those more experienced, older drivers who are going to move up to mini the next season. But Cameron Johnson, Easton Kubinski, two Midwesterners who have been quick in the early parts of 2024. Liam Nakawati for pole position Perelin, and Santiago Orioli on MPG Motorsports are just a few drivers that I have highlighted who have been strong so far, and I think should be able to move that momentum into Orlando. So for me, expecting to see those five up front, but with how it is in micro, we're going to see a lot of names that we don't really know rise to the occasion and fight for podiums and wins throughout the season.
Yeah, you have Easton Kubinski finished fourth in the Winter Series along with Lawrence Perriman. He's racing under the Brandon Jarzakrak Racing tent. Jake Malalalo, not on the entry list. I thought I saw him better. But you do have Leo Simoni, so Rocco's younger brother in the field. I'm looking at Daniel Ramirez, a driver who just that's a different Daniel Ramirez. So we have multiple Ramirez's in karting, because there was a Daniel Ramirez that raced in Challenge in Americas last weekend and won twice. I thought it was the same driver, but this one's from New York, it says. So we'll have to confirm that, because it's rare to see a name the same and in the same category. So we'll double check with that and see if it is indeed him or not. Looking at some other names that kind of stand out, Wynn Gottschalk, with Team Bennett, he kind of stood up a little bit there at the second weekend in the micro division. So, he could be another name that kind of steps out at, and becomes a contender, on the weekend. So, yeah, solid numbers. And again, we're still working to learn a lot more about these drivers in the youngest category of the SCUSA Pro Tour. So with that, be sure to follow us on EKN during the 2024 Supercarts USA Pro Tour Winter Nationals. Again, we'll be posting things to all our social media platforms, updates, results, and photos, videos, and more. Make sure to follow EKN at SCUSA hashtags, hashtag SCUSA, hashtag SCUSA Pro Tour, and hashtag Winter Nats 2024. And be sure to listen online at ecartingnews.com/live or ecartingnews.com/radio or on the EKN Radio Network app, which you might be listening to right now. So with that, Nate, I'll be heading solo by myself down there. You'll be back at home kind of tuning in to check out things throughout the weekend as you enjoy the warmth of the Minnesota weather that I'm sure you're getting right now, while I'm dying in the Orlando heat. Any final words to wrap up our show today?
Minnesota weather can't figure out what it wants to do. Sometimes it's feel like it's going to snow. Other times it's like t-shirt and shorts, but, really looking forward to this weekend with what we saw last year. The spring Nats and the summer Nats are very open, quick, straightaway, type tracks, where this is more tight and technical. So it had a few different drivers rise to the occasion last year. So hopefully going to see the same. It's always has some very close, fun to watch racing, especially in those final couple of laps of how the leaders try to defend, how the drivers behind try and get past. So definitely one that I've been looking forward to and we'll be tuning in.
Yeah, the only thing I hope for is we don't have any major incidents. I know one of my worries with the racetrack is those walls that are around there. They're not movable. That is one thing I don't like about those walls. So that is my only hope on the weekend, is that we have a fun, clean, safe weekend with a lot of great racing. And I hope we have little to no controversy whatsoever. Yeah. Obviously, last year was a little heated, and I hope it's not that way this year again. So maybe the rain on Sunday will cool things down, right?
Ah, there you go.
All right. So again, hopefully we won't have rain weather, but you never know. It is Florida. So again, thank you for listening in. For Nate Dean, I'm David Cole. Until next time.